Well, good morning.
Oh, 早晨.
It's always good to be able to be on stage with you guys today. If you're new with us here, my name is Vincent. I'm one of the pastors here. And today we are continuing our sermon series on our vision and core values. And Pastor Andy had kicked off the series earlier this month with a vision cast and an overview of their values.
之前上次安牧師就已經講過，究竟我哋嗰個意象同教會重要元素講咗啲概括嘅嘢㗎。And
last week, Pastor Elise had started off with our first core value on relational hospitality.
咁咧，上個星期咧，咁個。 这个余牧师就已经讲到我们的第一个元素，就是我们的款待。
And how we need to be present, invite people in, and just meet people's needs when we can.
就是我们是要迎合我们身边的人，他们的需要。
And so today we are looking at our second value.
今天我们是看一个第二个的价值观。
Intentional generosity.
就是刻意地的慷慨。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
What does that look like? How can we be intentionally generous here at home church and through home church? And so today's message is grounded in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to
30.
It's the parables of the bags of gold. Now, what is the parable?
究竟什麼是比喻呢?
You know, a parable is a simple story that illustrates a moral or a spiritual lesson as told by Jesus. And so let me just paraphrase today's parable.
以下的比喻不如就簡單地講一下。
And so in this parable, it talks about this wealthy man.
咁咧就呢個比喻就係講一個好有錢嘅人。
You know, and he had to, I guess, attend some business or basically leave town for a very long time.
咁咧，因為佢有啲事咧，就要離開自己嘅城市咗一段時間。
But before he left, he called his servants over.
咁咧，咁佢但係佢離開之前咧，就同佢嘅仆人就交低啲嘢。
And he entrusted some of his wealth with them, each to based on their own each of their abilities.
咁咧，咁呢個有錢嘅人咧，就根據唔同仆人嘅才幹咧，就分配到唔同嘅一啲嘅物資。
And so to the first servant, he had given him five bags of gold.
第一個咧，咁就按佢嘅才幹咧，就俾咗五袋金。
To the second servant, he has given them two bags of gold.
咁另外一個就兩袋金。
And to the last servant, he gave him one bag of gold.
最後一袋就一袋金。
And then the story goes on, the man left for a very long time.
咁呢，咁當有錢人就離開咗個城市好耐嘅時間。
But once his business was done, the wealthy man came back to town.
咁呢，呢個有錢人公幹完之後呢，咁就好，終於就返到去自己地方啦。
Met with his servants.
咁就見返佢哋嘅仆人。
To settle their accounts.
咁睇下究竟佢哋嘅表現係點樣。
So the first servant he went up to and they trusted with five bags of gold.
咁第一個嘢就收到，原本收到五袋金啦。
He has said, look, master, I have you give me five bags of gold and I have made five bags back.
你俾我五袋金，我而家又賺到五袋金啦。
Then he goes to the second servant and says, he says to the first servant, you know, well done, good and faithful servant.
有錢人就讚這個僕人，你就良善又忠心。
I will put you in charge of many things.
咁咧，我有好多嘢要俾你去管。
Then he goes to the second servant.
跟住去第二個僕人啦。
Who had given two bags of gold.
原本係就俾咗兩袋金。
And the servant says, "Well, look, master, I've made two bags of gold."
好啦，跟住又話：，老闆啊，我又賺咗兩袋金翻嚟啦。
Master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
啊，個老闆又話：，這個又良善又忠心的僕人啊，
I will put you in charge of many things.
我又給很多東西你去管。
Well, the last servant only had one bag of gold.
最後一個僕人呢，原本有一袋金啦。
came back to the master.
回來跟老闆講。
You know, and said, I know you are a very hard-working man.
我知你很勤力的。
You know, I am, but I was scared. I was fearful of you.
但我自己好擔心嗰啲嘢。
So I took the wedding bag and I buried it in the ground.
咁我就將個袋金咧就放咗落地底。
Then the master says, "Well, you wicked and lazy servant."
喂，但係呢個我就話你呢個好惡嘅仆人啊。
No, you could have taken the wedding bag and at least put it in the bank interest.
喂，咁你自起碼都將袋金擺落銀行，咁就生息啦。
So then he took the wedding bag from that man.
咁咧就拎走嗰一袋金。
And gave it to the man who already had 10 bags of gold.
And it says in verse 29,
29節, that it says, For whoever has will be given more.
因为凡有的,
and they will have an abundance.
要他有余,
but whoever does not have,
没有的,
even when they have, whatever they have will be taken away.
连他所有的也要夺过来。
So what is intentional generosity?
究竟什么是刻意的慷慨呢?
How does this parable explain this core value?
究竟这段经文如何解释这个价值观呢?
Well, let me read a page out of our vision book.
让我们有个异象宣言的,大家如果看到小册子的话,应该里面已经有的了。
Yeah, and if you don't have one, they're available in English and Chinese in the back.
这个东西就中文、英文都有的了。
And why don't you read it in
好,
Chinese?
Okay, all right. 那就是乐意委身付出的。每个人都有神所赐的目的,在耶稣里面找到生命的意义,活出不一样,去影响世界。在Home Church,我们刻意栽培门徒,让每个人都能够活出神给他们独特的呼召。 这个是从教会侍奉技能装备、祷告支持、用信心领受和辨别从神而来的呼召。我们不是消费型教会，亦不是要迎合信众的星期日教会，而是彼此委身甘愿付出时间，才干金钱去回应需要，服侍邻舍、城市和世界的教会。
Let's read that last line again.
我们看这个最后一行。
That we are a church committed to generosity with our time, talents, and treasures, developing each person's call to serve the needs of our church, neighborhood, city, and world.
我们是彼此委身甘愿付出时间、才干、金钱、回应需要、服侍邻舍、城市和世界的教会。
And so if you're following along in our sermon notes today,
大家如果跟着我们今天讲到的笔记的话呢,
So our very first point today is time.
我们的第一点就是讲时间,
being faithful with opportunities.
在机会上忠心。
See, in verse 19, it says that the master had left for a long time.
第19節說這個有錢人就已經離開了自己的地方很長時間。
We don't know how long.
我不知道多久。
No, we don't know if it's a couple of weeks.
可能幾個星期,
or a couple of months.
或者幾個月,
or a couple of years.
或者幾年,
but what we do know,
不過我們所知道的就是呢,
is that the servant had a window of opportunity to steward what was entrusted to them.
但這些僕人都是有充足的時間去根據自己所拿到的財幹，是所謂的投資。
That there was enough time for the servants to do something.
是有充足的時間去給他們的僕人去做一些事。
So imagine if you were given $50,000.
想像一下有人給你$50,000,
or $20,000,
或者$20,000,
or $10,000,
或者$10,000,
you know, from your boss,
无论是你的老板好,
or your parents,
或者你的父母,
you know, and they leave for a trip around the world.
他们呢,说去环游世界,
what would you do with that money?
你怎样处理这笔钱呢?
Would you put it in the bank?
是不是放在银行呢?
Put in a term deposit, invest in stocks?
或者做下定期啊, 或者是买下股票?
Would you start a business?
或者是做下生意?
Or would you just put it in your bedroom safe and lock it up until they return?
是不是就把钱放在睡房的隔幔里面，就等他们回来呢?
What I'm trying to say here is there's a parallel between the parable and our lives today.
但我们发现我们的人生和这个比喻其实是有些类似的地方。
Just like how the servant had a limited amount of time to make the most of their opportunities, we have a limited time to make the most of our opportunities.
正如这个比喻里面的仆人其实是所谓有限的时间里面是要其实要做尽量多的事，同样道理，我们在有限的人生里面 都係想做盡量多嘅嘢。
No, just like how the master was here, then left for a long time and came back. For us, Jesus was here, left through the resurrection with the promise to return one day.
就好似話呢個比喻裏面呢個嘅有錢人，佢係離開咗一段時間，佢係但係佢應承佢係會再翻嚟。正如我哋嘅主耶穌，佢復活之後離開咗世間，但係佢係應承過係會將來有一日再翻嚟。
So we are like the parable, or we are like the servants in this parable.
我哋就好似呢個比喻裏面嘅仆人咁樣。
We have been given time.
我哋係有時間。
What are we going to do with this time?
究竟我哋係點樣利用呢啲嘅時間呢？
Are we going to be like the first two servants?
就係咪係我哋好似喺呢頭兩個嘅仆人咁樣呢？
Or are we going to be like the last servant?
定係要最後好似最後嗰個咁樣呢？
If you were to think about the past year or two,
咁啊，我哋過去一至兩年。
In the past year or two, would you consider yourself like the first two servants or the last servant?
我哋究竟係似頭兩個啊，定係最後嗰個呢？
Perhaps we can use Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 16 as our reminder.
我哋要諗下呢個以弗所書第五章第十五至十六節。
And it says this.
要係咁樣係提醒我哋嘅，你們要謹慎行事，不要像愚昧人，當像智慧人，要愛惜光陰，因為現今的世代邪惡。
Which is telling us to be wise.
要呢度講到我哋係要有智慧。
And make the most of our time.
我哋要盡量利用我哋嘅時間。
Because each day is evil.
因為我哋而家日子咧係好邪惡。
Evil meaning that it's filled with temptations to draw us away from what we're supposed to do.
所謂邪惡嘅意思咧，係出面好多誘惑，係令我哋係放棄我哋而家所應該做嘅嘢。
Yes, I understand we have families to take care of.
當然我哋係要照顧家庭。
Some of us may have extracurricular activities that we've committed to.
當然我哋係有啲公餘或者係課餘嘅活動係需要去做。
And that's fine.
冇問題嘅。
You know, taking a break from work and observe Sabbath is important.
當然我哋係暫停工放下工作，我哋係守我哋嘅安息係重要嘅。
Taking time for family is important.
當然我哋同家人相處係重要嘅。
Taking time for self-care is important.
是要照顧好自己都是重要的。
You know, doing those things are not wasting time.
這些東西其實並非浪費時間。
But if an opportunity presents itself for you to help further the kingdom of God and you have time for it, how likely will you be like the first two servants?
但如果我們是有機會是可以擴展我們神的國的時候，究竟我們是不是應該好像頭兩個的僕人這樣做呢？
Yeah.To go and invest that time for the kingdom of God.
是的，就要為神的緣故是投資我們的時間。
Or would you be like the last servant and just turn a blind eye to the opportunity?
還是我們好像最後一個僕人一樣，是當我們的機會是沒有到呢？
And some of these, opportunities are not really that time consuming or complex.
但其實這些機會，我們面對機會的時候，其實不一定要花很多的時間。
Because you can be intentionally generous with your time.
是我们是刻意在时间上慷慨。
Through relationships.
我们是要建立关系。
You know, connect with someone that you haven't talked to in a long time.
或者是找一些很久没联络的人。
Have meaningful conversations with someone at church or your home group.
同一些教会里面的或者小组里面有一些有意义的对话。
Or even just simply text someone that you know is going through a rough time just to encourage them.
或者如果是你遇到一些人是遇到一些困境的时候，不如就打个手机短信都可以。
Or you can be intentionally generous with your time on Sunday mornings.
或者你可以星期日嘅早上，主日早上刻意咁慷慨。
Serve on the worship team.
或者係喺呢個敬拜隊裏面侍奉。
Serve on the hospitality team.
或者喺款待嘅隊伍團隊裏面去侍奉。
Be a part of our next gen teaching rotation.
或者我哋係下一代嘅事工裏面做幫手。
Or you can be intentionally generous with your time.At one of our outreach or missional activities or events.
或者是参与我们一些的外展或者甚至短宣的活动都可以。
We actually have quite a few of them at this church.
那我们教会都有很多这一类的活动的。
In a few weeks in October, we have our pumpkin patch.
那接下来10月呢，我们就会有南瓜田。
In November, we have our Operation Christmas Child Collection Week.
就是我们有的圣诞鞋盒行动。
In December, we have Christmas at Home Church, where we have a choir and our neighborhood candlelight service.
咁咧，我哋十二月就我哋有圣诞聚会，我哋会有诗歌班，同埋我哋会有呢个烛光晚会。
In January, we start a registration for our mission trip in August. How about being generous with your time?
It's a preparatory meeting, right? Okay, 1月就會有我哋將來嘅短宣隊嘅預備會議。
In February, we have potentially a new local outreach event.
2月我哋會有另一個嘅一啲外展嘅活動。
That I'm really excited about.
我哋都好興奮嘅。
But I can't tell you about it.
但係詳情就暫時要賣關子。
Because I haven't gone, we haven't gotten approval yet from the private foundation that we're working with.
今日我哋同一個私人基金會合作，但因為啲細節未傾妥，我哋暫時唔講得住。
And in April we have our Easter family brunch.
咁咧，四月嘅時候我哋會有復活節嘅早午餐。
You know, do one of these resonate with you?
咁咧，大家有冇對啲嘢會有共鳴咧
？See, being intentionally generous with your time at home church.
喺 home church 入邊，我哋會刻意慷慨。
Means that you're willing to spend time to help share the story of hope.
就係我哋係願意係分享呢一個帶嚟盼望嘅信息。
In whatever manner God has calling you.
係無論係咩方法，神呼召你咩方法都好。
Time is a gift to be invested.
呢個時間係我哋嘅禮物，係需要去投資。
Not to waste.
唔係要去浪費。
The second point is talents.
第二點就係我哋嘅才能。
Using our gifts and abilities.
就係我用我哋嘅恩賜同埋能力。
A few years ago, I attended a conference.
咁咧幾年前我就參與一個會議，研討會。
Called Business as Mission.
咁咧就係講呢個營商宣教。
And in this conference, they had this competition.
咁咧呢個就有一個嘅比賽。
You might have seen the TV show Shark Tank or Dragon's Den.
咁咧呢啲加拿大呢啲本地一啲，你知有啲係話有錢佬咁做電視節目咧，咁就係評估一啲。不同的參賽者，究竟他的生意這個計劃究竟可不可行呢？可行就會給夠錢去投資的。
Oh, nice definition.
Yeah, yeah.
What he said. But Eagle's Nest is a Christian version of it.
一個基督教的這個類似的版本就叫做 What's that? 叫什麼?
Eagle's Nest.
這個鷹巢啊 Eagle's Nest.
And so on this one, it's Christian businesses pitching for funding from a faith-based business incubator.
咁咧，好多一個嘅基督徒咧，咁佢哋就將佢哋嗰位嘅呢個生意嘅計劃咧，就係遞交俾呢一個嘅團體。咁由呢個團體咧，係決定呢個究竟呢一啲嘅生意嘅計劃究竟值唔值得去投資。
So I was sitting in the audience.
咁我又留意啲參賽嘅人啦。
And I was listening to their pitches.
咁留意啲參賽者嘅佢哋計劃係點樣宣傳佢哋嘅計劃啦。
Obviously, I don't have money, so I'm not one of the judges.
當然啦，我又唔係參賽者，我亦都唔認識一啲評判。
But it was great to hear their pitches and to hear the judges give feedback.
咁咧，亦都我可以有趣聽到啲參賽者佢哋嘅心思啦，同埋都聽到一啲評判俾佢哋嘅評語。
And one of these Christian businesses were based in Egypt.
Oh, okay, Egypt, the country. Yeah. 咁呢個嘅其中一個嘅商業計劃咧，就係喺埃及嘅。
And they had wanted funding to grow their coffee shop business.
咁咧，呢個就係關於擴展佢哋咖啡店嘅生意。
Because they were hosting social events for non-Christians to come in.
咁咧喺嗰度咖啡店裏面咧，就係啲嘅社交活動咧，係歡迎啲非基督徒去參與嘅。
So they just wanted to expand.
就想去擴展生意。
Because the more people you bring in, the more chances you can tell people about Jesus.
咁咧，因為越多啲咁嘅機會咧，就可以吸引更多人去認識主耶穌。
And I thought for sure they're going to win.
咁啊，我哋諗住呢個人一定會贏，會攞到個資金啦。
Yeah, they came in last place.
但係問題最後咧，佢哋係包尾嘅。
Because what the judges said,
評判講乜嘢咧？
They actually said this one line.
有一句又話
，that really changed really made a shift in how I think, or how I approach, or how I understand we are to use God's given abilities and talents.
咁呢句嘢係改變咗我關於點樣利用我哋才能呢個嘅概念，改變咗我呢方面嘅概念。
The judges had said to them that they didn't feel that their business pitch was making any kingdom impact.
但因為咧，呢個有個評判就講話。 我覺得呢一個嘅生意咧，係對呢個神嘅國度係做唔到任何影響。
I've never heard that before. Kingdom impact.
呢個詞語叫做國度嘅影響。
See, we must understand that God did not create each of us with the same set of skills, the same set of abilities, the same set of talents or passion.
我哋要理解咧，神造我哋咧，我哋唔係人人都會有同一啲嘅恩賜或者同一啲嘅理想嘅。
So God created each of us uniquely. Different from each other with different skills and passions and opportunities.
咁咧，我因為神造我哋咧，我哋人人都有唔同嘅技能，我哋有唔同嘅熱情，有唔同嘅嘢。
Because if we read in back in the parable in verse 15,
我哋睇翻呢個嘅呢個比喻嘅第十五節
，it specifically says that the master gave the gold, the bags of gold, according to their abilities.
呢度講係。那個財主呢是按各人的才幹給不同的僕人不同的金額。
You know, I think this is why this parable used the story with 5, 2, and 1 bags of gold.
所以為什麼呢這個比喻是說到有三個人每人有五代兩代和一代的不同數目。
Because the story can be all five and still mean the same thing, can still have the same morals.
如果這個的比喻是改編成每人三個人，每人都有五代一樣嘅話咧，其實背後嘅意思都冇變㗎。
Right, but God had used 5, 2, and 1 to show us for us today that God has given each of us a different set of abilities and talents and skills.
但係呢度聖經裡面係講到三個唔同數字，五、二同一咧，就代表神俾我哋都有唔同嘅恩賜嘅。
So in the end, the parable is not about making the most amount of money.
嗱，其實最後嗰、那個呢一、這個嘅。比如最後的意思不是說我們要賺多少錢
No, it's not about quantity or the return on investment.
不是說賺多少錢或者我們回報率是多高
But rather the focus is on what did we do with what we were given.
但是最終極的意思就是關於我們怎樣利用我們所得的恩賜
Are we using our gifts and abilities for kingdom impact?
是我們要用我們的恩賜是去對國度是造成影響。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 says this.
彼得前書的四章十節。Sorry, yeah, this one, yeah. 咁咪頭嗰半嘅經文就係話，各人要照所得的恩賜彼此服侍。
So here at home church.
咁今日我哋喺呢個 home church 咧。
When we say we value intentional generosity.
我哋要講到話，我哋要刻意咁去慷慨。
You know, through our talents, we mean that we are unselfishly and intentionally finding ways to serve the church.
代表我哋係要無私嘅，同埋要特意嘅，係揾方法去服侍教會。
To serve in the church.
喺教會裡面服侍啊。
From the church.
或者由教會。
Outside the church.
或者甚至係教會外面。
To each other.
係我哋互相服侍。
To people walking by.
或者係向我哋經路過嘅人服侍。
To visitors coming inside.
是為服侍一些我們來到我們的訪客
No, to our neighbors coming to our neighborhood events
服侍我們是參與一些鄰舍活動的鄰居
you know, In our small groups
甚至在我們的小組裡面
our next gen groups
或者是青年的小組
You know, intentional generosity through our talents is when we discover
就是我們是這個特意的刻意的慷慨就是我們要發現一些東西
What God has gifted us and see how we can make kingdom impact
就是發現是神是給我們一個恩賜而我們是可以利用這些恩賜是造成國度的影響
So if you know how to balloon twist or face paint
大家想過如果你是懂這個扭氣球或者是懂畫面的話呢
Sign up for the pumpkin patch. I need helpers.
歡迎大家嚟到呢個南瓜田係幫手。
You know, if you know how to sing,
識唔識唱歌呢
Talk to Anna and join the choir.
揾佢就參與呢個詩歌班。
You know, if you know how to love people through action or service, and not words, join our missions team.
如果你係
If you know how to love people through action or service and not words,
如果你可以係好有愛心愛他人，但係唔係好識講嘢話咧，你可以參與短宣隊。
Yeah, you don't need to know Spanish to come to Costa Rica.
去哥斯達黎加短宣咧就唔需要識西班牙語噶。
You don't need to talk to pack a shoebox for Operation Christmas Child.
一日都可以係喺呢個白聖誕鞋盒嘅行動裡面係包一啲嘅禮物。
But let's also not ignore the fact.
但係大家亦都唔好忽略
that every servant in the parable received something.
每一個嘅喺呢個比喻裏面，每一個仆人都係收到一啲嘢㗎。
They even received the one bag of gold.
嗱，即使有一袋金嘅，都係一袋金，係咪
？No one was left empty-handed.
冇人係完全冇恩賜嘅。
Which means that God did not create anyone with no talent and no skill.
就係話神係唔會做一啲完全冇恩賜、冇能力嘅人。
Everyone has a talent, has God-given talents and skills.
人人都有神所賜嘅才能。
And if you're thinking, well, I don't know what gifts and abilities I have, or you don't know where you can serve, talk to a pastor.
咁如果你係話，哦，我唔知自己有乜嘢才幹喎，不如就同你牧者傾下。
Right, or sign up for Zoe.
或者係同就係就上我哋參與一個 Zoe 嘅課程。之前就話呢個 Zoe 就係課程，就係幫助係你係發掘到自己嘅才能。
Talent is a gift for kingdom impact.
这些才能都是神给我们的礼物去影响神的国度
Not to waste.
这些都是不应该浪费的
The last point is treasures.
另一最后一方面就是这些财宝
Stewarding resources generously.
就是我们是慷慨地这样管理我们的资源
Now in this parable, it just happens to be about money.
当然在这个比喻里面资源是什么呢就是钱咯
But in reality, talking about money you know, really just simplifies things.
但喺現實嘅世界裏面，就係講錢嘅話，係似乎係將事情簡單咗、簡化咗。
It extends beyond money.
但係世間上係好多係唔單止係得錢咁簡單。
You know, resources can refer to things like that you own or have access to.
講一，其實我哋講嘅資源咧。是講到你有一啲嘢係你係所擁有或者係你有權使用嘅。
It could be people in your network that you have relationships with or connections with。
或者係你身邊嘅啲人際網絡。
Either way, what we see is in this parable is that the faithful servants took these treasures and stewarded them well to produce more, whereas the unfaithful hoarded them。
呢個比喻就係講到話，如果你係忠心嘅仆人嘅話咧。你係會利用你所有嘅資源咧，係去投資。但如果你係一個唔忠心嘅仆人咧，你就係會將呢一啲你所擁有嘅嘢咧，你都會係收埋。
We are reminded in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 7.
我哋得到提醒嘅就係喺哥林多後書嘅九章六至七節：小眾的少收，多眾的多收，這話是真的。各人要隨本心所著定的，不要作難，不要勉強。因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Now many of you probably have heard of these verses before.
大家都对呢段经文应该都好熟悉啦。
And normally we end here at verse 7.
咁咧，通常我哋都系第七节就会讲完噶啦。
But if you were to keep reading, we would reach verse 11.
咁咧，我哋如果你又读落去，读到去第十一节嘅话咧
，where it says this，
就系讲到一样嘢，叫你们凡事富足。可以多多施舍，就藉着我们使感谢归于神。
See, I believe that a God-defined generosity.
我神咧，我觉得系神系对呢个慷慨系有一个定义。
This generosity is where we are given more.
我哋系会得到更多
，so that we can be even more generous.
令我哋更加可以慷慨。
Now, the more we are generous. The more we will receive.
我们又会得到越多。
So that we can be even more generous.
我们又可以继续更加慷慨。
With this generosity leading to thanksgiving to God.
就因此呢，我们可以去感谢神。
Yeah. It's a cycle.
这个的循环来的。
You know, God is calling us to steward what we have well.
是的，神就要我们是要好好的是去做我们所拥有的东西的管家。
You know, and steward means, you know, the treasures that we have, Stewart means that the treasures we have, the money, the connections, the relationships, the contacts, they're not ours, but they're God's.
但咧，我哋点样系睇呢个做管家呢个职责咧？就系我哋视我哋所拥有嘅钱又好，我哋嘅人脉都好，其实最终唔系属于我哋自己，而系属于神嘅。
And I believe that's what it means in Deuteronomy chapter 10, which we won't read. But where it says everything under the heavens and on earth belongs to God.
就在这个申命记第十章里面都提到，其实天下所有的事最终都是属于神的。
And so these resources and treasures that we hold are meant to be given away generously.
我们其实所拥有的资源其实都是应该是向其他人分享的。
Not to keep to ourselves.
我们不是去自己一个收埋。
But to steward well.
而是去好好的管理。
Treasure is a gift to be stewarded well.
这些宝藏呢，我们应该是好好的利用。
This year has been a very interesting year for me and my summer day camps.
咁咧，對於我嚟講，呢個嘅夏 summer
day camps，
呢個夏季嘅日營嚟講咧，今年係好特別嘅一年。
I had the opportunity to mentor a couple of my veteran non-Christian staff.
咁咧，我有機會係服侍一啲嘅兩 two right。
Yeah.
兩個嘅非基督徒嘅同工。
And through these conversations, I was able to incorporate my values and beliefs and how that influences how I lead.
呢啲對話，我哋同呢兩位非信徒嘅對話期間咧，我就將表達咗我自己一啲嘅價值觀。
For example, I had a lengthy conversation with one of them about budgets.
咁咧，其中一個同其中一個同工咧，傾關於呢個。財政預算的問題。
No, she was asking me how do you budget? How do you do budgets?
咁我問我你點樣做財政預算㗎
？And I mentioned how budgets reflect my values and beliefs and the priorities of our organization.
咁咧，我就同佢講，我哋做財政預算咧，係應該反映我哋機構嘅一啲嘅價值觀。
With my day camps, I always have one non-negotiable.
咁咧，當我去做係呢個夏令日營嘅時候咧，咁做預算咧，有一樣嘢我係絕對唔可以妥協嘅。
That even if we are projecting a deficit, I will never cut the budget in any areas that affect the culture of the team.
嗱，即使我哋喺個項目裡面係遇到赤字，但係亦都唔可以做任何決定咧。係改變我哋裡面嘅一啲文化。
We might carefully watch our spending.
我哋可以好小心嘅去用我哋嘅錢。
Or find creative ways to stay under budget.
或者係揾一啲創意嘅方法去盡量係減少開支。
But I would never cut the actual dollar amount mid-year.
但係我哋實際個錢嘅數目咧係唔會減嘅。
Why?
點解咧
？Because the team matters.
因為個團隊係好重要
，because people matters，
人係好重要
，and they matter to God，
佢哋都係對喺神嘅眼中好重要。
And I want to believe that it's decisions like this that reflects good stewardship。
我覺得咧呢啲決定咧就係反映我哋做好管家嘅角色。
You know, stewarding treasures in a meaningful kingdom-focused manner, which leads to God giving more, so I can be even more generous。
因為咧，點樣我令我哋話我可以再更得到更多咧？我哋就要睇我哋嘅所做嘅管神裡面嘅管家係我哋要顧及呢個神嘅國度。
I had another leader ask me，
有其中一個領袖，另外一個領袖就問我
，Why did I choose non-profit instead of for-profit？
點解我哋要選擇非牟利嘅模式而唔選擇呢個盈利嘅模式咧
？You know, I can make a whole lot more money。
喂，如果變做一般嘅生意嘅話，盈利形式咁。
And so it was this conversation that I had the opportunity to bring in my beliefs.
咁咧呢樣嘢係挑戰我啲嘅價值觀嘅。
And I explained how I wasn't doing this for money.
我係強調我哋做呢啲嘢唔係為到錢。
But rather doing this to see transformation in children, families, and the team.
我哋做呢啲嘢係為到呢個小朋友同佢哋嘅家庭，甚至係呢個團隊裡面係帶嚟改變。
See, I've been running these camps for 8 years.
咁咧，我哋過去有八個暑假都做過呢啲日營啦嚇。
But we actually only run for 2 months out of every year.
當然啦，每年只可以做兩個月。
So we've really only had 16 months of activities.
咁咧，因為八乘二，咁就其實都係做咗16个月啫。
But in those 16 months,
但呢16个月裡面
，we have generated,
我哋就生帶嚟咗
，and spent,
使咗幾錢咧？
$1.6 million.
160万元.
Or if you see that through God's lens,
我哋系要从神嘅眼光去睇呢笔钱.
That's $1.6 million of kingdom impact in only 16 months.
就160万元嘅 帶嚟人生人嘅改變，呢個就係我哋對神國嘅影響。
If I look at any other 16 months of my life, I guarantee you, I have not done $1.6 million worth of ministry work or ministry opportunities.
我哋人生其他任何一個16個月都唔會使到160万。
But this happened because of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11.
但因為頭先個哥林多後書嘅教導嘅緣故，我哋就做得到。
As you become more generous, God will give you more to be even more generous.
我哋更加慷慨嘅時候，就會讓我哋得到更多。得到更多就會更慷慨。
So take a look at the resources you have.
你睇下自己究竟有乜嘢嘅資源呢
？Yes, money, but not just money.
係除咗錢之外，有其他嘅嘢。
How can you steward them better?
點樣去更好管理呢
？How can you ensure that they're not going to waste, but will be used for kingdom impact?
我哋確保係我哋係要為神國帶嚟影響而唔好浪費資源。
When I was younger,
當我比細個時候。
The parable of the gold bags actually scared me.
这个比喻其实是吓亲我的。
Because of the one line, you wicked and lazy servant.
因为有一句话你是邪恶的而懒惰的仆人。
I do not ever want to stand before God and be accused of being a wicked and lazy servant.
我不想有一天在这个神面前是被人这样，被他这样闹。
And so that's why I worked hard and a lot of times above and beyond.
所以我是自己是很勤力。
And during that time, I struggled to understand, you know, why the servant with two bags was receiving just as much as the five.
咁我話點解有另外一個一又有兩袋金，另外有五袋金呢
？But when I shifted my understanding from you wicked lazy servant to well done, good and faithful servant, that I realized.
咁咧，但我諗到其實我應該將自己焦點唔好擺喺個懶惰嘅。而是我们应该要将焦点放在另外那两个被赞赏的良善又忠心的两个。
Now, this is really just a system of accountability and reward.
这个就是其实只是讲到问责和奖赏。
Not reward as in receiving something for myself to enjoy.
这些的奖赏不是说要我们自己去享受。
But the reward to receiving more from God to give away.
但我们从神得到的奖赏其实意味着我们更要付奉献更多
to be more and more generous towards eternal matters.
我哋要喺永恒国度里面更加去慷慨
matters with kingdom impact.
系带嚟为神国带嚟更多嘅影响
As we head into the time of response,
我哋系回应嘅时间
Which of these three is hitting home for you right now?
呢以下三样嘢，边样嘢系对你最有影响呢
？Time, talents, and treasures.
时间、才能同埋。
What is God asking you to be intentionally generous with?
神是有呼召你哪一方面的慷慨呢
Let's pray.
一起祈祷
Father, we just thank you.
天父，我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you for this parable.
感谢你是给到我们这个的比喻
We thank you for teaching us what it means to be a part of your kingdom.
这个比喻教导我们怎样在这个神的国度里面活着
What it means to be a Christian
究竟是基督徒究竟是意义在哪里
And how you've called us to be generous
你是呼召我们是去慷慨
Not when it's convenient
不是只是方便的时候慷慨
But to be intentional about it
是要在这方面我们是要特意去做
And so Lord you know our hearts You know our lives. You know our minds. You know what we've done. But you also know what we're capable of. And so, Lord, show us. Show us what you're calling us to do. In the coming days.
无论是未来几日
in the coming weeks,
几个星期
in the coming years,
几年
until the return of your son,
直到你的爱子是回来
We pray this in your name,
奉主耶稣名求
Amen.
Amen.